At 6:06, it is clear and cold this morning. 26 degrees now in Tulsa, looking for a high today of 49. Good morning. I'm John Turkey, KWGS News. A report headed to the Tulsa City Council next week will tell its members that it is vital we get water in the Arkansas River. Senator Jim Inhofe has been trying to get federal funding for such a project. If he is successful, the city would still have to come up with matching funds. A recent state Supreme Court ruling took away Tulsa's source of matching funds. Mayor Bartlett, however, thinks the gathering project along Riverside Drive can be counted toward community contributions.
They're going to be spending $100+ million on improving a very significant stretch of Riverside Drive with parks and all sorts of great opportunities. So, in my view, that's a pretty good source right there of what I would define as matching money.
The gathering is being financed by the George Kaiser Family Foundation. It is planned for an area along Riverside Drive near the low water dam. Now, County Commissioner Karen Keith, meanwhile, agrees maintaining water in the river is important for economic development, and she would like to see more private sector help. Our story continues with Marshall Stewart.
Commissioner Keith served as a voice for the county on the panel that studied the issue of development along the Arkansas River. With public funding a big question mark right now, she's hoping businesses will join in an effort to enhance the river corridor.
I'm hoping some of our other successful companies will then partner up and help the government entities that are working on this so that we can do it right to complement the incredible work that the Kaiser Group is doing along the river for the gathering place.
Keith believes there's still an opportunity for federal dollars to aid in the financing improving Zinc Dam and Tulsa's Urban Lake. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
We go in depth on this topic at 7:35 this morning here on KWGS. A twin-engine Cessna 421 en route from Houston to Tulsa's Jones Riverside Airport crashes, and a Federal Aviation Administration spokesman says it appears there are no survivors. Air traffic controllers lost contact with the aircraft about 9:30 last night as the plane was trying to avoid heavy weather in East Texas. At this point, no names have been released. Merchants are bracing for a rush of customers. No, it is not Black Friday or Cyber Monday. It is Lottery Wednesday that's coming up. Katie Smith with the Oklahoma Lottery Commission says the Powerball jackpot is at an all-time high.
We're at $425 million for the current Powerball jackpot, which is actually a game record jackpot.
In Oklahoma, a portion of the lottery proceeds go to education. Your chance in winning is one in $175 million. As anticipated, the arraignment for the two suspects in the Good Friday shooting spree have their day in court delayed. Prosecutors requested the delay. They're still considering if to seek the death penalty in the case. Alvin Watts and Jacob England are accused of randomly shooting five black people in Tulsa. Three of the five died from their wounds. Their new arraignment date is January 9th. Need to Christmas shop but don't want to have to brave the mall? Well, this year you can go downtown. This is the second year for the fifth in Boston area's pop-up shops. Temporary retailers are here for the holiday season.
I think it brings back the holiday feel that maybe is missing whenever you're just at a mall, you know, or in like a strip, you know, big box strip kind of place. I don't know. I think it's nice to be able to window shop, and they all have windows to look in, so pretty cool.
That's Libby Auld. She's the president of the Deco District's Neighborhood Association. She says some of the shops stayed permanently after last year, and she's hoping more will do the same this year. Our weather forecast, sunny today with a high of 49, clear and cold tonight, 29 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny and warmer with a high of 61. Right now, it is clear and 26. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.